Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, Assemblyman Ira Hansen of Sparks. We'll see if he's going to run for the state Senate next time. And on our pundit panel today, we have Andy Barbano, Dory Guy, and Stacy Woodbury. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Ira Hansen, Republican Assemblyman of Sparks. Now, Ira, I wanted to start with this. Last week, I wrote a column for the Reno Gazette Journal quoting Tick Sagerblum of Las Vegas, and he was saying that northern issues and wishes like funding of the full funding for Western Nevada and Great Basin colleges are not approved by the legislature or by Southern Democrats. It's because northern lawmakers won't vote for new taxes. And I was, do you see this dynamic playing at the legislature?
Well, obviously, it's been a concern for quite a while. I mean, the truth is we're at the mercy of Clark County. This is, if you believe in representative democracy and they have all the votes, there are limitations to what we can do. I don't know. We don't have the clout to block their if they want to push a major tax initiative through, they've got the votes out of Clark County alone to make that happen. So I think that's just a smokescreen on their part to try to pawn off their inability to get the tax increases that their base wanted, frankly, the Democrats. So,
well, you know, Ira, you look at the how many lawmakers there are that represent Clark County. If they, if the Democrats and the Republicans united, they would be able to, I guess, run the state because they would have enough people to vote new taxes and to override a veto by Governor Sandoval.
Exactly the point I was just making. So that pawning that off on northern legislators is just nonsense.
Okay, Tick Segerbloom, he gave me a tweet yesterday, by the way, speaking of Tick, and he reminded me to ask you if you were going to run against incumbent Don Gustafson for his state Senate seat.
No, I've talked to Don, and Don intends to run for re-election. When Don is done, I would like to run. That is my goal, frankly, has been to become a state senator. But Don is a good guy and votes well, and no, I don't plan on running against Don in the primary.
Do you know how many years he has left or sessions he has left?
This was his first term, so he'd have two more full terms. He and I discussed it at length because, you know, I originally signed up to run against Don, and then he and I met, and it was unwise for me to do that.
So you signed up to run against him?
Originally, yes. Instead of running for assembly, I was going to run for state Senate. Back in, 2010 now, 2009.
Because
he and I have been personal friends for years, and it just was very awkward to do it. And frankly, his voting record is very good.
Okay. Now, you're a hunter-trapper when you're not at the legislature.
Yes.
Or fixing sinks and things like that as a plumber.
That's right, I'm a plumber.
Okay. But now, as you know, there was this issue of bear hunts at the legislature. Now, the bill came in that it wanted to ban bear hunts in Nevada.
Yes.
It ended up as now we're going to have a study to look at bear hunts, and so really nothing happened. You're opposed to banning bear hunts altogether, aren't you? If you could maybe explain this.
Honestly, I have zero interest in hunting bears. What I do believe, though, in is wildlife management principles, and we'll discover that the population of bears that we hunt in Nevada are the exact same population of bears that are in the Sierras on the California side. California has been hunting those bears for over a half a century. They kill like 1,500 bears a year and have for far back as I know. We take 15 bears of the same population. So the impact on the bear population is really zero. And so, we've studied this, and we've studied it, and we've studied it. And the bottom line is what is being done by the Department of Wildlife and the Wildlife Commission is completely scientifically sound.
So
we don't need another study. That's why I oppose the bill, because we're studying to study to study to study.
Well,
we've made up our mind. Let's have the season. Let's see what happens, and things will work out just fine, like the wildlife management people have predicted.
Okay.
There's no danger to the bear population at all in Nevada.
All right. I want to change the subject to online gaming.
Okay.
Now, Las Vegas Sands CEO Sheldon Adelson, who's very big in Nevada, as you know, has called online gaming a toxin that will rob the young and poor, and he quoted, "It's a cancer waiting to happen." Now, I bring this up because you are the only lawmaker that I could find who was opposed to the online gaming bill passing the legislature in just one day this last session, which it did. I think your concerns had to do with the mom and pop casinos of your district, but also there is this district about gambling addiction. What do you think about Mr. Adelson's comments, and did we move too fast on online gaming at the legislature?
That's a question that the future will have to answer. I think we did. I do. I was very uncomfortable with the way that whole thing went down, and anytime you have a bill that goes to the legislature in literally hours, it couldn't have been properly vetted, all right? And this is a classic example of the big casino industry twisting the arms of the legislature to get that thing rammed through. And I think it will have some major impacts. And as far as, problems with people that are addicted to gambling, that's a huge issue potentially. And when you have a casino, you know, you literally have a casino in your computer in your home, and you have an issue like that, And how are you going to determine the age of the person using the computer? All those sorts of things needed to be properly vetted. And so, in hindsight, I probably should have been the one and only legislator to vote no on it, but I kind of got swept up with the tide. But yeah, I think that's going to be a problem down the road. And I don't see how it helps the brick-and-mortar casinos in Nevada.
The ones in your, Baldini's and...
Right, or John Esquaga's Nugget, or people like that. How is that going to benefit them in the long run? They're already having a hard enough time dealing with Indian casinos. Now, if everybody's got a casino in their computer, see what happens.
Okay. Ira, let's hold it right there. When I come back, I want to talk to you about the marriage equality amendment that passed the legislature. We'll be right back after these few messages with more from Ira Hansen.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with Assemblyman Ira Hansen of Sparks. Ira, let me talk to you about the Marriage Equality Amendment. Now, it passed the legislature pretty much on party lines. Of course, it must pass the legislature again in 2015 and the vote of the people in 2016 to go into effect. But it's been said that if the Republicans take over the state Senate in the next legislative session, this bill is in trouble, or the Marriage Equality Amendment is in trouble. But you point to another concern, the Mormon Church. If you could kind of explain that.
Well, I'm a devout Mormon, and the Mormon Church has worked very actively to try to prevent this from going forward. I think at least partially out of the concern that at some point they're going to, like they've done in other countries, start forcing people who are bishops in the Mormon Church, for example, to either allow same-gender marriage and perform same-gender marriage or lose their license to practice, to legally do it. So I think that's one of the big concerns with the church itself. As far as how this whole thing's going down now, I strongly oppose it. I think if they wanted to change the Constitution, they should go through the initiative process rather than trying to ramrod it through the legislature. And that would be the way I think it should be done. As far as if the Republicans take over the Senate, I would certainly hope that we would stop that, since it was already on the ballot and the people clearly said, overwhelmingly 67% said, no, we want marriage stay as it is now.
Okay, now I see your point, because Mo Dennis, the Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat, voted for the Marriage Equality Amendment. He is a Mormon, so maybe
Correct.
Do you think that the church may influence him to change his vote next session?
I don't know. I don't think the church actually twists anyone's arms. The church typically is very neutral in actual political races. But I think on an issue like that, which has huge moral implications for the church, I would hope that the people that Mo represents, you know, he's in the stake presidency, which is kind of like the equivalent of a diocese, I think, in Catholic terms.
Uh-huh.
I would hope those people would not sustain him in his efforts. They should be very frustrated, because this is going to cost the church hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and who knows how many man hours to fight this initiative.
Okay, I realize that traditional marriage is between a man and a woman, and it's to have children and all that. What's the issue if two people from the same sex want to enter into a marriage union? Why don't you just let them? I mean, don't you think
they already have that in law? Okay, as far as making it a formal marriage where the state sanctions something, remember, homosexuality is a human behavior, okay? It's not a new race of people. The idea that they're a picked-on minority, if we're going to go down that road, we'd have to say, well, are prostitutes a picked-on minority? I mean, you know,
I don't see the connection between prostitution and...
It's a human behavior, right? you and I, everybody, 100% of the population could technically engage in homosexual activity, okay? Everybody. There is no way that you can distinguish people who are and who aren't. So I think before you start allowing the state to basically change something that in every single society in the history of the world, they've never done, including the Greeks, to now change the definition of marriage is going down a very slippery slope.
Okay. I got to disagree with you on your history, but let's move on, okay?
Oh, I'd love to go over the history. We got to do a show on that.
Okay,
I read a three-volume book, a series of books on the history of marriage, so printed in 1922, and it covered homosexuality as well, and the Greeks and so forth. So you bet. I'd love to sometime.
Okay, let's move on to another
topic. Okay.
Okay, as the economy improved, gold prices seem to be going down. Mm-hmm. And Nevada's two main gold mining companies, Barrick and Newmont, their stocks have dropped over 5%. Now, Newmont has also announced layoffs. With all these issues, do you think voters will still approve of eliminating mining's net proceeds tax cap in the Constitution?
Ooh, I hope not. I think that's a hard call because clearly mining is hurting now. You know, everybody, when they're spiking at, what, $1,800, $1,900 or whatever it topped out at, everybody thought they were making out like bandits. Now it's dropping to where they're reaching a point of being marginal. In other words, they're going to start shutting down mines because the profitability is no longer there. The real danger with changing the Constitution is that you're going to eliminate the amount of investment in the exploration side of it. The argument is, well, you know, Nevada's where the gold is, so they don't have any choice. They're going to have to pay the tax. Well, the reason we know that the gold is in Nevada is because these guys invest literally billions of dollars, in some cases decades, before they ever actually have a nickel of return on that investment. You take away that constitutional cap and that certainty in law that they can have a profitable mine down the road, you're going to drive away the investment factor, okay? They're not going to be willing to do the exploration that they've been doing because they're totally left at the mercy of the Nevada legislature. And that's why that constitutional cap has been so valuable. As you know, the Freeport Act, why did we have this explosion in northern Nevada of warehousing? Well, originally, they had passed a Freeport law, but that law wasn't strong enough to attract the industry. It wasn't until we put it in the Constitution in 1960 that we saw this explosion in the warehousing industry in northern Nevada. Same exact principle. Once you take away the certainty factor, you're going to remove the investment factor because they're not going to be willing to invest billions of dollars and then not have some level of certainty that they can recoup those dollars that they invest.
Okay. Ira, let's cut it off right here. Thanks for dropping in
today.
Thank you,
Ray.
We'll be right back with our All-Star Pundit panel after these few words.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Rely On Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Every day I help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need my help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Are you hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack cheese omelet, burger and fries, super sloppy Joe and fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
Welcome to Auto Insurance America.
I'm here to get an insurance quote for my new car. She's here to make her payment.
Great. You have a seat right here with our quote expert, and you step right over here into our payment center. Visit one of our local offices today, or go to autoinsuranceamerica.com. Policies start at just $31 per month.
I could really go for some popcorn.
We're always here for you.
Call now and get instant proof of insurance at a price you can afford.
Auto Insurance America.
Medical Direct Gorski is the newest cash-only medical clinic in the Reno-Tahoe area, offering fee-for-service medical care at affordable prices. Looking for a doctor who is committed to providing quality and compassionate health care? Dr. Gorski is an extremely knowledgeable physician, and his friendly staff treats every patient like family. Go to medicaldirect-gorski.com now for a list of health care services you can count on. Then call Medical Direct Gorski at 360-4874. That's 360-4874.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. It's time for our pundit panel. Let me introduce them. First, we have Andy Barbano, editor of NevadaLabor.com. Welcome to you, Andy. Then we have Stacy Woodbury, president of Appearances LLC. And last but not least, Dory Guy, the former chair of the Washoe Democratic Party. Welcome to you all. Andy, let me start with you. It seemed like Assemblyman Hansen was not on board with this online gaming legislation that passed in one day at the state legislature this past session. Your comments on that?
Well, hell must be freezing over. Ira and I were colleagues on the Tribune, Sparks Tribune editorial page for many years, and we agreed on one issue, which was corporate welfare and all the permutations of that. Now there are a couple of more I agree with Ira on, and he's entirely correct with respect to online gambling. It ain't gaming, baby, it's gambling. And he's right, you can't verify the age, and I'm agreeing, Jesus Christ, with Sheldon Adelson. You can't determine the age of the person on the flip side of that computer. And Nevada pretty much has never invested in gambling addiction programs. Mm-hmm. We passed a gambling addiction funding of a whole $200,000 a year a couple of years back after ignoring gambling addiction for, I don't know, 60, 70 years. So Ira's entirely correct about the depredations and the danger of online gambling.
Okay, now, Stacy, it seems like online gaming or gambling is the wave of the future. How do you stop it? And you could argue that Nevada got out in front of it and was a leader in this new industry by passing that legislation.
Yeah, and I think we have to understand that you can't put your head in the sand and ignore it. Uh-huh. It's coming, and it will end up here whether we take a lead role or not. And I think we have to take some faith in our gaming regulators. I know they've done a lot of work looking. You may remember, Ray, I retired from the Gaming Control Board. They've done a lot of looking at the technology that's there. And yes, nothing is probably foolproof, but I think they have some very good safeguards in registering those players and setting up those accounts, and I think they're doing everything they can to make sure that when it's done well.
Okay, but Dory, now you still have two problems about gaming addiction, and
Absolutely.
Also what it does to the mom and pop casinos, especially in northern Nevada and rural Nevada, which, you know, Ira represents
right.
also.
Well, it's so much easier to sit in front of your computer in your pajamas and gamble if you're a compulsive gambler. You don't have to get dressed up and go into one of those mom and pop stores we have here in northern Nevada. I'm against online gambling. I think it's a terrible deterrent. I also think that Andy is correct in saying we haven't invested enough in addiction problems here in Nevada.
Okay.
And that's the next step that we have to look at if we're going to legalize it.
Andy, go ahead.
I would say the bottom line is, though, it's like an alcoholic.
Absolutely.
Whether they have to get dressed to go to the grocery store or not, they're going to drink.
Right.
And we can do what we want to do, but unless people want help, you know.
That's waving the white flag on the issue. You got to remember something, and this is unspoken. The bedrock of the profitability of the Nevada gambling industry is the addictive gambler.
Right.
That's why the casinos advertise for locals. The person who will come in and lose their paycheck or lose the ranch, that is the bedrock of the profitability of the industry, which is why they wanted an online gambling bill, because the addictive gambler is their bread and butter.
Okay, you look at the revenues of major gaming corporations in Nevada, and half of them come from sales tax. Can you really say that when half of their revenue comes from sales tax?
I am talking the gambling casinos are mega profitable as far as the taxes we levy on their ancillary businesses. That's not the gambling tax, the gross gaming tax, thank you, Senator Neal, is way too low. And as far as their ancillary sales, fine. But the bedrock of their profitability is profits from gambling.
Okay. Stacey?
I disagree. I think we see the gaming numbers. A lot of the recovery that's taken place on the Strip is visitors from the Asian Pacific Rim. And so I disagree that it's necessarily on the backs of the Nevadans.
That doesn't answer the question.
Well,
that's off the point.
This is one thing. If you look at Nevada gaming stats over the past few years, we have been propped up by very wealthy whales from Asia that come
that's
over
correct.
And play baccarat.
That's it.
If it wasn't for those guys, we'd be mm-hmm. in tough shape right now. Let me ask you, Dory, change of subject. Edward Snowden, the man that delved all the NSA secrets, you know, there was a protest last Thursday in Carson City about all these NSA leaks and that they're spying on U.S. citizens, domestic spying, international spying on other citizens. And what I was surprised of, 24 people come out to the protest, I'm thinking, well, this guy just blew his life, and it's like nobody cares.
Yes.
You know, maybe if you could, do you agree
well,
with that?
Well, no, I don't. You know, I consider him a traitor. I mean, he gave away secrets he wasn't supposed to. He had an employment agreement that he wouldn't, and as far as I'm concerned, he's a traitor to our country, and he should be brought back here and tried and convicted. That's my feeling. I don't have any sympathy for him. I think maybe, as I look back, I think maybe the bottom line is somewhere down the line he expects to write a book and get very wealthy over this situation. I totally believe he's a traitor.
Well, I got to say, if he writes a book, he's going to be writing
absolutely
in Venezuela. We'll be right back after these few messages.
Make Tuesday night pizza night for just $10 with Papa Murphy's. Now you can create your own pizza masterpiece with handmade dough, veggies sliced by hand, and butcher quality meats for only $10. Solve the dinner time dilemma with a Papa Murphy's pizza that you create, take, and bake in your own oven. Get any large pizza every Tuesday for just $10. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs? What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual health care needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
Automobile accidents are the most common type of case that we deal with at Bradley, Drendel, and Janae. People should, of course, report their claim to their own insurance company. They should submit their medical bills to their auto med pay. And then they should contact the law firm of Bradley, Drendel, and Janae so that they can get some direction, either come in for representation or understand how to handle their claim on their own.
Call the one clear choice, Bradley, Drendel, and Janae.
Thanks for watching. Our guest on our next broadcast is Rob Hooper. He's the executive director of the Northern Nevada Development Agency, and we're going to be talking about the expected boom in the economy in rural Northern Nevada. Thanks for watching.